Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America. Welcome back, and thank you for continuing to hang out with me. Small business owners all across the country, all across North America, all across the world, listening on the radio, listening on the internet, some of you listening over subspace frequency, waiting on the mothership to beam me back, whatever it takes, folks, we're just glad you're here. You're going to be glad you did hang out with us because, and I know why you're still with us. One of the main reasons is because our good friend Steve Del Bianco is back with us. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, Vice President for Corporate Affairs at Association for Competitive Technology. He's also the director of NetChoice, which we'll get him to tell us about a little bit more about a little bit later on. And he's one of the guys, folks, when you're sleeping, you probably don't know this, but there are people out there, there are organizations out there that want to take away some of your capability, some of your rights to communicate, to move around the internet, to use technology. There are people out there who are so misguided, and some of them are evil, who are trying to hurt, to harm you, and you don't know this, but they're working very hard 24/7, even while you're sleeping. And there are only a few people out there, in my opinion, who know about these folks and who are taking them on and going toe-to-toe and beating them back. And one of those guys is Steve Del Bianco. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. God, you make me feel like it's almost worth it to be up all night all the time.
It is worth it. Now, Steve, don't let your cape get in the way of the phone line there, and your superhero cape. But it's good to have you back. And one of the discussions that you and I've had, and folks, I know that whenever we've talked about the ICANN debate, the folks who determined years ago who would manage the domain names and that whole structure that's so important, when that was, I know that when we talk about those things, you think we're getting over into the weeds a little bit, but folks, every time you go to your website or go to anybody else's website, you are being influenced by this work that Steve is doing. Steve, talk to us about, you just got back from India. What's going on?
That's right. I mean, you're right, it is in the weeds, but, you know, that's where the alligators hang out. They're in the
weeds.
That's right. You talked earlier about threats to small businesses where folks want to take away their business. But what I was dealing with last week in India is the threat of companies that want to take away your domain name, which is practically like taking away your business or taking away variants on your domain name that are spelled with a letter word differently than that. And that's called domain tasting and cyber squatting. Mm-hmm. And I know that there aren't too many small businesses that could afford to travel halfway around the planet to go to these ICANN meetings.
Right.
But you guys should rest assured I was there representing the interests of small businesses who really can't afford to take people to court when they've squatted on a domain name that's similar to theirs, or let's suppose you inadvertently failed to renew your domain name
right.
for Small Business Advocate, and 15 nanoseconds after it expired, it's been snatched up
right.
by an automated program run by a domainer who sits on that name and charges you the king's ransom to get it back.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a case like that, but I do have a case of a cyber squatter that we're having trouble breaking through.
Somebody who sort of bought a name, thinking that someone else might want it, and they squat on it, hoping that someone will come along and pay them a ransom to get it from them. But meanwhile, right. they don't do a thing with the name other than mm-hmm. to populate it with a handful of pretty meaningless advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
And those are some of the what we call domain name marketplace abuses that I was over there fighting about. And I had some good progress to report.
What happened?
Well, the ICANN stands for the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. They move slowly, but they do eventually move. And after years of complaints on these domain name marketplace abuses, they've decided to start charging for those who will simply taste a domain name for 5 days to see whether there's any traffic to that site.
Oh, is that what they do?
That has always been free.
Are you saying that they buy a domain and just look at it and see if they can get any traction with it, and if they do, they keep it. If they don't, they turn it loose?
That's right. They have 5 days to keep it for free.
Ah.
And during those 5 days, Jim, what these folks do is measure how many of us out here on the planet accidentally make it to that web page. And if enough of us get there to justify buying it for a year, the $8 or $10 it costs,
right,
they'll buy it and fill it up with ads, hoping to catch people who just sort of randomly type that word into their browser.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people actually navigate the Internet by just typing stuff into their browser instead of using a search engine.
Yeah, it's amazing. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Steve DelBianco. More to come, including an update on, and it almost pains me to say this, folks, but I guess we have to talk about it, Hannah Montana. 2012. Stay with us. That's the first time that name has ever been mentioned on this show. Maybe it'll be the last. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Steve DelBianco, vice president with the Association for Competitive Technology. That's actonline.org. Right, Steve?
That's right, Jim. And also NetChoice, which is NetChoice.org.
And tell us about both of those organizations.
Actonline.org is a trade association for IT and software companies. And NetChoice.org is a coalition of consumers and businesses that are trying to remove barriers to e-commerce around the world.
Both organizations that I commend to you, recommend to you, encourage you to be part of, to at least know what they're doing, folks. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you and I can't just be, especially business owners, folks, we can't just be passive consumers, passive users of this technology, this wonderful technology that we have. You and I have to help shape the future of this. We have to help shape the policies. And it's one of the things, Steve, that I want to thank you so much for. You bring us all these, you bring us these issues that we don't know about otherwise, that remind us that there are people out there who have nothing else to do but to impede the progress of commerce. And that's the enemy of small business. And Steve, thank you for bringing this information to us, for letting us know. And folks, all you have to do in order to be a part of this is just be informed, listen to what Steve has to say, go to their websites, and people like them who are also, there are others out there doing this, who are working on these things, and support them. Give them a few bucks when you can. Support them with your help. Subscribe to their newsletters. Let them know that you're involved. And it's all helpful, isn't it, Steve?
It is. It is. And you know what's especially helpful is having a chance to talk about these issues on your show every month. And I can't wait to come back.
Well, you're welcome anytime. Now, you went to India, and we're talking about cyber squatters and all of that. And is there going to be anything? I mean, I wish I had more recourse against the cyber squatters of some things that I'm working on.
And you often do, Jim, but it does require taking them to court or invoking the uniform dispute resolution process. But that's going to cost you $5,000 to $7,000 worth of attorneys just to sort of get your case filed. And that is to say, even if you can find the guy you're trying to track down,
that's
the person
the
who's
problem.
Squatting on that name, just try finding them when the name and address they've listed in the ICANN database is Mickey Mouse at Disneyland. And
now, I've been told, though, Steve, that if you file the complaint, that there is one version of this that you can do that doesn't cost quite that much, and if the people don't show up, you get it by default.
It can happen.
But if they show up, then the game's on.
And what if in fact you don't have a case to say that you rightly own the name, but instead you're simply trying to find the guy who's squatting on it so that you can offer to buy it?
Exactly. That's exactly the case that I have right now.
And that can be incredibly frustrating. Now,
it's
what the ICANN board did last week was decide that instead of making it free to taste a name for 5 days, it's going to cost 20 cents. Yeah, you heard me, 20 cents. Now, that may not seem like enough to stop anybody, but think about this a minute. The people that park these names, they do it a million names at a time, a million names a day from some of the parkers. So a million names for free is one thing, but a million names at 20 cents is $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see a significant drop in the amount of tasted names that are sort of parked with ads as a result of this new policy, and it should go into effect sometime in the next 4 months. So I think ICANN gets a point for that, but it probably loses a point for the other issue that we tangled with in Delhi, India last week, and that is that ICANN's management and board have decided they'd like to break free of any oversight by the U.S. government, the U.S. Commerce Department, and they've asked for early termination of the joint project agreement we have.
This is what you've been fighting now for years.
It is,
and they've officially decided to do this.
They have, and in some cases, in some respects, it was a tactic designed to provoke a long conversation so that they can get out when this agreement expires in 18 months. But I was the first of many to file comments to the Commerce Department suggesting that ICANN isn't ready to be cut loose from that agreement, and that even if this agreement were allowed to terminate, we must replace it, Jim, with something more permanent, something that will guarantee that the Internet domain name system is run by and run for private sector use of the Internet. We don't want governments stepping in to take over the management of the domain name system. Think about it. We've built this.
Imagine, folks, that every neighborhood in America that has an interstate running through it all of a sudden became the owner of their little part of the Internet. And they could do whatever they wanted to with it. They could put up a toll booth for the 2 miles that goes through their community or county or whatever. Or they don't have to maintain it or whatever. Imagine that. Steve, is that too far off an example?
It's really close. But think about this: the internet doesn't try to stop those local counties and states from having their own speed limits and driving laws. But what they would seek to do is to say that as soon as you cross the state line, you've got to change the color of your license plate.
Right.
You've got to switch your airbags. You've got to take your radio antenna and put it on the other side of the car.
Turn this program off on radio because we don't allow that kind of programming in our county.
Better still, that's a great example where they try to censor the content that's in the car as you drive around. And what we are seeking to do, Jim, is to make sure that the private sector, and by that I mean businesses that build content, businesses that build the actual pipes that the Internet runs on, and civil society, non-government organizations, nonprofits, and users. We are the ones who paid about $1 trillion to build the Internet out and bring it to 1 billion people. And now that we've achieved such incredible success, something as important as the Internet is seen by government as something they just got to run.
And what are the chances of stopping this, Steve?
I can delay it, Jim. I probably can't stop it without a lot of help.
Yeah. That's what you're for, folks. We need you to check it out. Actonline.org. You need to go there and look and see what they're doing and see if we can't help them out. Hannah Montana, I had to say it again. We'll come back. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Please go there and check them out. Use them to your advantage and find all the stuff that we have there for you that you can use to your advantage. Don't forget, askjim.biz is a knowledge base where you can get small business answers now. Steve Del Bianco is our guest. He's our good friend, the vice president with the Association for Competitive Technologies, actonline.org. He also runs netchoice.org, which is a companion organization that fits perfectly with the work that he does with actonline.org. And so outstanding group of folks, ladies and gentlemen, there. And I hope you'll learn more about them. It'll be to your advantage and really to all of our advantages if you'll get involved and help them out. Steve, I actually hoped that I wouldn't ever have to say Hannah Montana on my show. I don't like things, and I know this is blasphemous for some people, but I don't like marketing sensations that have no talent. I like people who sing and dance and play music, who actually know what they're doing. They actually have talent, and maybe I know the little children are going to storm my office by saying this, but Hannah Montana is not really on my radar screen. Why should we have to talk about it today?
Yeah, why exactly? Why is she on my radar screen, Jim? It's a bizarre story, and whatever the merits of Hannah Montana's talent, one has to tip their hat to her promoters, who've
Absolutely.
Created a marketing machine here, a marketing machine that includes a television show, some movies, and it's really a lot of lip-syncing, some of it's singing, but it's a lot about creating the hype around
right.
a character that
right.
is very popular with young girls. My six-year-old daughter worships Hannah Montana.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we had a birthday party for Lena, and by golly, the whole house was decorated for Hannah Montana. But
I got to say though, Steve, I know that Hannah Montana is not about the sexuality that Britney Spears was, but pulling that out of it, this reminds me an awful lot about the hype and all that was built around promoting Britney Spears.
Yeah, but I'll tell you where the line has been crossed, and the line's been crossed because to promote the Hannah Montana brand, Disney, her promoter, has had a series of concerts in cities all over the United States,
yep.
at ordinarily rather small arenas and venues, and where they'll come into a town and do one concert and then move on. Now, these concerts are so well promoted that they generate huge demand in excess of the supply of seats.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, a whole chunk of seats aren't even allocated for sale to the public. Instead, they're given to fan clubs of Hannah Montana. A handful of seats aren't sold at all to try to create the hype and excitement of a really rare item like a ticket to the concert.
Right.
A number are held for promoters, and a number of other tickets are snatched up by ticket brokers who know that when demand exceeds
right.
supply, what's going to happen? Prices are going to go up.
Steve, I got 2 minutes. Why would this wind up on your desk?
Because a handful of very angry parents whose daughters couldn't get tickets or had to pay more than they thought they should pay have approached the state legislatures
Unbelievable.
And asked for new laws.
Unbelievable.
New laws to prevent the resale of tickets in the secondary market above face value.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had to fight that battle in Rhode Island, Nebraska, and Tennessee so far. Long after Hannah Montana has left town, the legislature is trying to grapple with a law that would stop you or I from being able to resell a ticket that we'd purchased for a concert, for a sporting event,
mm-hmm.
or someplace that we wanted to go to but had a change of plans and couldn't go anymore.
Well, does this involve scalping? Is this part of the any scalping laws?
And what is scalping? Is scalping the fact that I paid for a ticket and now I want to sell it to you? Is that scalping? Well, I honestly don't buy the whole label of scalping.
I agree,
but
there are laws in states
something.
About that.
It is, and most states got rid of their anti-scalping laws a long time ago when they discovered that the Internet was a safe place to buy and sell tickets online
right,
as
right.
opposed to the dark alleyways behind
right.
the stadium where you're exchanging cash
isn't
with a stranger.
Isn't part of the problem, though, that some of the tickets that are being sold are fraudulent tickets or counterfeit?
Not at all.
Oh,
not,
really?
Not in this case at all. In fact, this is really just about people who feel like they're paying too much for those tickets.
Yeah.
And they feel that the culprit
and the government should be somebody in the government should do. What's the government doing about this?
What's the government doing?
President Bush, why aren't you addressing this issue?
Exactly. And I'm no fan of Hannah Montana's talent, but I have to say that I admire their promoters for creating the hype around this concert. My daughter can't get enough of that. Wants the merchandise. She wants the little bracelets and the books
yeah.
and the handbags.
God help
and,
you.
It's amazing.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
I hope we never have to talk about Hannah Montana again.
Promise me
we won't. Thanks a lot. I'll see you next time. Steve DelBianco, ladies and gentlemen. He's working hard for us. Please check out their website at actonline.org. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.